Hi, everybody, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Bo Wolf, and on this Thursday, the Eagles getting after it on the practice field. I give the decision, Bo, not an overwhelming decision, but a decision nonetheless, to the defense today.
Yeah, the offense had its moments, but I was impressed with the likes of Nolan Carroll, Malcolm Jenkins, and Jalen Watkins, I thought, had a really good day today. I think a direct result of yesterday's player in focus feature right here on Inside Training.
How can you not benefit from being featured here?
No question about it. I think it's a direct result.
That's right. We know how to promote the right players here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Now, a lot more going on today, including press conferences, updates, injuries, and more. So for all the news of the day, let's send it out to Chris McPherson.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. First and foremost, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, how will he utilize this deep and talented group of tight ends in 2014? He offers a little bit of a glimpse and also details one player who has made vast improvements during this year's training camp. LeSean McCoy, the league's rushing champion, there's a reason to think he could be even better than 2013, if that's even possible. And lastly, wide receiver Jerry Macklin explains why it's tough for rookie receivers to make the transition from the college game to the NFL.
I think the tight end group in general has really improved as a unit. You know, when you look at each guy, you know, Brent's very veteran, but he's in great shape. He looks terrific. James Casey kind of does everything we ask him to do, whether it's run, you know, run block, pass block. And he's really good, even out of the backfield at times. And then Ertz has probably made the biggest improvement because he's the youngest guy, you know. And I think we can use any combination of one, two, or three of them at any time. And really, we train our guys, receivers and tight ends. They're all just skilled players to us.
I feel like last year I was, even the year I did have, was based more on just, you know, the guys up front really blocking well and just going off of just, you know, God-given talent. I feel like at a lighter pace, man, I'm so much more effective. I looked at all my old film and seeing how much quicker I was when I was 210, 209. I mean, it's a big difference, and I'm feeling like that again.
And then one thing I'm trying to, you know, help these young guys understand is that it's harder in practice to defeat bump-and-run covers than it is in a game. In practice, you know, there's a lot of holding. There's guys lined up in the neutral zone. A lot of other stuff that goes into it. So I just tell these guys, man, go out here, be aggressive, work on your releases, and trust me, the game will be a lot easier.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now, it's a beautiful day in South Philadelphia, and when the Eagles are on the practice field, everybody shows up, including from the Philadelphia Flyers, Ron Hextall and Paul Holmgren taking in a bit of the action.
Good synergy. Yeah, Philadelphia sports synergy.
The speed of practice, the tempo, having some fun with head coach Chip Kelly. And another player having fun is Chris Maragos, one of the new players in the secondary.
And the Dave Spadaro doppelganger.
That's exactly right. He's got a great, great head of hair.
No question about that. And as this defense continues to look for the right combination of guys at safety, we've seen Nate Allen and Earl Wolfe both take reps with the ones. Today, it was Chris Maragos, and on the other side, he is our one-on-one presented by Gatorade with Chris McPherson.
My name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson here for this week's one-on-one presented by Gatorade. And my special guest is safety Chris Maragos. And Chris, what has been the adjustment like for you coming to Philadelphia after playing the last couple seasons in Seattle?
Just the whole West Coast to East Coast thing. Weather, for one, you know, it's a little more humid, hotter out here. But it's actually been a pretty smooth adjustment. Guys on the team have been great. The organization, coaching staff, it's really been pretty smooth and been able to transition pretty well.
Do they look at you differently since you came from Seattle where you won the Super Bowl last season? Or they're like, that's a guy who got a ring on his finger?
I think so, yeah, especially the players. I think there's a level of respect that comes with that just, you know, because it's so hard to do. I think more than anything, they're probably relying on me just through my experiences and just knowing what it takes to go all the way to the end. So just trying to bring that veteranship here and you know, just bring guys along and just serve them and just try to make sure that, I'm putting them in good positions to make plays and, you know, hopefully I'm making plays too.
So, Chris, you have a young family. What's it like transporting them all the way from Seattle and bring them to Philadelphia? Because that's something that I think a lot of people out there don't really realize happens to a lot of players each and every offseason.
That's the tricky part. You know, I think, you know, when you're in a position that you are, you kind of expect, you know, the territory that the NFL comes with and, you know, just the business aspect of it. But the cool thing was is that, you know, just the support that we got here through the organization, you know, moving in, having a place ready, lined up, moving, transportation, all the stuff that just kind of came with it. It was really, really easy and it was a huge burden relief off my family.
Now, is it correct that you've only played for coaches who came from the college level? You go back to Harbs, Pete Carroll, and now Chip
Kelly.
It's kind
of crazy. I don't know, man. I don't know what the style is or what's going on with it. But I'm just happy to be here.
So, what did you think about Chip before you got here, and what has it been like now that you've been in Philadelphia for a few months?
You know, I think you just kind of get the general media per se about, oh, it's fast paced. You know, he wants to. You know, it's weird because you know you think about Chip Kelly, you think about offense, you think about glitz, glam, you think about all this high tech stuff. You know, things that are going on. The thing that I just didn't know is how detailed he was and just how committed to just taking care of the little things. The discipline aspect. You know, I didn't really understand that he was that into that. And it was really a pleasant surprise, you know, coming here and just seeing the way guys work, what he expects out of people. It's really just been fun. It's just really synced really well with my personality and just the type of player that I am.
Did you buy in immediately? Was there any kind of hesitation there because everything's so different and so new here in Philadelphia?
It was different, you know, just adjusting your mental approach to things, you know, just the way that they want to do things. When they came out and got me in free agency, you know, they made it clear that they wanted me, and, you know, I'm here to do whatever it is that they want me to do, whether that's, you know, handing out towels to guys or making sure guys are hydrated or, you know, running down there on kickoffs or helping out on defense, whatever it is that I need to do, I'm buying into, you know, helping the team win a championship.
How different is this for you? Because you had the big free agent contract, you were pursued by a team in free agency. When you go back to your college days, that wasn't the case for you whatsoever. How different is this experience for you?
It's very different. You know, for the longest time, you're trying to persuade people that, you know, you are good enough to play and you're trying to push yourself through the door. You know, and here you finally have somebody that's, you know, kind of showing and saying like, hey, you know, we want you. We want to come get you. So it's nice to be on that side of the coin. But, you know, the mentality doesn't change. You know, every day I come out here, I'm trying to prove who I am. I'm trying to show the coaching staff, my players, you know, what value I bring. Coming in with my determination, my work ethic, my focus, and, hopefully that's something that I can add value with and help the team win.
Now, you have a lot of experience on special teams. How can you see the development? How can you see the progression through the early part of training camp when, you know, the pads just went on this week? You don't really get to see the contact in those special team drills. How are you able to see the progress?
It's been great. You know, I think the best part is that we have a big group of guys, offense, defense, special teams. Everybody's buying into what we're doing. Everybody's working hard. It's been unbelievable just to see the focus level of all the guys, you know, like I said, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. And, you know, when you have guys that are willing to lay down their own desires and their own things for the betterment of the team and for the unit, you know, special things really happen. And, you know, that's what we're looking for here. That's the type of guys that we have around here. And, when you continue to build off of that, then great things happen.
Last question before we let you go here. Best part about the city, being in Philadelphia now?
Best part about the city. I think the coolest thing is there's so many nooks and crannies, so many things that you know, just little places to eat, little shops. You know, you go two blocks, it's a certain feel, and you go two blocks something, it's completely different, you know. And so it's just very, very unique. It's a unique blend, and it's really fun to get to see.
Any restaurant recommendations?
You know, I'm still trying to figure those out. I'm trying to get some. So if any of you guys can send some over to the Eagles here, I'll definitely take them for sure.
Also on Twitter, at Chris Maragos. Chris, thank you very much for joining us here in our one-on-one interview presented by Gatorade.
My Bob Opedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Commander is the ultimate in comfort at only $9.99.
Bob Opedic memory foam cushion.
Baby soft, top grain leather everywhere you sit.
With the push of a button, recline to your perfect position.
With the matching love seat, only $19.98.
No phony sales, no phony gimmicks.
Just untouchable value.
No wonder my Bob's keeps growing and growing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Whatever USA.
People of America, Whatever USA is a real town that Bud Light is taking over for the summer. And just like you're watching on your real TV with your real eyeballs, you can go for real. Find out how at upforwhatever.com.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
If you play fantasy football, here's an event that you can't miss. The Eagles and Bud Light are hosting a fantasy football huddle on Wednesday, August 20th at Lincoln Financial Field. It's a unique opportunity to hear from the national fantasy expert, ESPN's Matthew Berry. He'll discuss the 2014 fantasy season with ESPN's Adam Kaplan and other football experts and local media personalities. But there's only one way to get there. Enter online today, right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/huddle. The sweepstakes ends on Sunday, August 3rd. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter. See the website for official rules. Now it's time to hear from the Eagles fans, a segment we call 2-Minute Tweets. Just hit us up on Twitter, at Eagles Shows. And Bo, you've got it all lined up. Let's get some questions.
Well, the first question comes from DaPunisher85, who may be Casey Matthews' direct family, and he wants to know, or she, how has Casey Matthews looked in camp?
Yeah, Casey Matthews, it's very difficult to assign any value right now to the defense because the defense is not tackling. I think Casey Matthews is in for a very tough battle to make the 53-man roster.
And for him, of course, and all those guys in that position, it's all about special teams. So we'll see what he does in the preseason. Oh, Snapio wants to know about another defensive player. How has Taylor Hart looked so far in camp?
The rookie from Oregon is part of a really deep group, a young group. And I know, Bo, he's taken some reps up, and he seems to be maybe impressing the coaches.
Yeah, interesting that I saw today. I was assuming that Hart would be just primarily that five technique defensive end. Saw him take some reps at nose tackle today. That's, I'm sure, a byproduct of Benny Logan not practicing right now. It's sort of the down trickle of that. But interesting to see Taylor Hart's versatility there. Of course, we'll see how he does in the games like the rest of those defensive guys. How about which veteran could lose his starting job to a first or second year player? That comes courtesy of at Dustin Habecker.
You know, I think we would both agree with this, that Nate Allen is in for the big battle at safety with Earl Wolf pushing. Nate Allen and Malcolm Jenkins taking the majority of the reps in the starting secondary. But I think Earl Wolf is going to make some noise here before the end of camp.
And if you count that slot receiver position, right now Brad Smith is the guy. I think everybody expects that at some point Jordan Matthews is going to get that job. Finally, at Side Hustle One wants to know how the first-round pick, Marcus Smith, is progressing.
It certainly is making strides. He's learning a lot about this defense, and there is so much volume to learn from Marcus Smith. But again, let's temper any sort of evaluation until we see these players in a game where the action is live and they can tackle.
Well, and after Jalen Watkins yesterday, we expect a big day from Marcus Smith tomorrow because today's Player in Focus feature is the first-round pick, Marcus Smith. Can he turn on the ignition to his rookie season? Melissa R. Kelly lets us know.
One of the Eagles' biggest additions from the 2014 draft is first-round pick Marcus Smith. In 2013, Smith was second in the NCAA with 14.5 sacks, which led him to receive the American Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Smith went to the University of Louisville, where he was originally recruited as a quarterback, but ended up becoming a very successful linebacker. He is known for his athleticism on the field, and Eagles veteran Connor Barwin has taken notice.
One area I've been impressed with for him is actually in his, I mean, obviously he's athletic, but his natural ability to cover, you know what I mean? I mean, I think he's very patient in his coverage. You know, he doesn't necessarily know where he's supposed to be yet. I mean, he knows a little bit, but not exactly like some of the kind of the tells of where a receiver or running back might go, but you can see his athleticism showing up in coverage.
Eagles linebacker D'Amico Ryans knows it's not that easy for rookies coming into training camp, but he has taken notice of all of Smith's great efforts.
Marcus has been doing a really, really good job. He's been showing up, you know, making some plays for us. I think he's going to be a good player.
Defensive coordinator Bill Davis sees a lot of great characteristics in Marcus Smith, and he cannot wait to see what the linebacker will do for the team.
Marcus is a very hard worker and a very intelligent guy and very athletic. So you've got a bunch of characteristics that you look for in all Eagle players. He cares a lot about the game. He's picked it up fairly quick, and he's one of the biggest things that attracted us to him, that Louisville and Charlie Strong's defense is a lot like ours, and the way they used him is a lot the way we use our jack position. So he comes in not as an end, a 4-3 end in college that we're converting to a 3-4 outside backer. He's coming to us as a 3-4 outside backer. The only knock is that he doesn't have much experience on the defensive side of the ball. So we see potential there for growth.
As a 26th overall draft pick, the fans and the staff all have high expectations to see what Marcus Smith can do for the Eagles defense. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Great stuff, Melissa. Thanks very much. On Thursday, we had a chance to sit down with the NFL Network's Michael Irvin, yeah, the playmaker from the Dallas Cowboys. He's now a member of the media, and we love him. He took some time out today, and we had a great interview. You can catch the entire interview in tomorrow's show, but let's give you a little tease. He talks a little bit about LeSean McCoy and Darren Sproles in the backfield together. It gives you goosebumps.
Darren Sproles, LeSean McCoy, both on the field at the same time. You have to put linebackers on him. Nick Foles gets to drop back and take a one-on-one matchup. Both of these guys are the best guys in the league at making you leave your jock on your ankles. The best in the league. And you're sitting there, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And he's going to do that. He's going to give people fits with talent like that in this system.
Hey, make sure you take some time and check out our first episode of The Journey. And this episode features Brandon Boykin and Brad Smith talking about the preseason, getting through training camp, and keeping their eyes open for the September season opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Already on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great episode. Make sure you check it out.
Journey is as good as it gets. Inside yep. Training Camp and The Journey, the two best shows.
There we go. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We thank you for joining us today. We're back tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the final workday of the week as the Eagles get Saturday off. And we'll hear from Chip Kelly once again to close things out, just 1 week away from the preseason opener in Chicago. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.